Copy. Old things, old things. Stand by. Well, general philosophy, copy. Deity and so forth, deity and religious theology, copy. Well, particularly, Dr. Iverson discussed the merits of the program, over. And then Father asked why some of Andrew's friends who used to know William seemed, stand by. I made the remark that some of Andrew's friends are maybe alarmist or somewhat, they all have, seem to have that in common. Frightened, I guess. Dr. Bedford quickly explained that many of his patients and his friends, copy. Roger. Salazar mentioned, Dr. Salazar mentioned in his observation, copy, that some of the patients from CR, he copied. Roger. Seemed maybe anxious or alarmist about life, over. About Andrew's condition, anxious about Andrew's condition. Especially in terms of Andrew's, his proximity to David, over. Roger. Concerned about Andrew and his friends as relates to David, over. But Dr. quickly explained that that was not certainly common to a lot of Andrew's friends. It's just that kind of hypertension is common among a lot of Andrew's friends and their environment. Over. Roger. Dr. Salazar mentioned that some of, various patients that he's seen from Andrew's family, do you copy? From Andrew's family, and CRs, over. Hypertensive tendency as far as a kind of a common condition that ran through Andrew's family. Over.
What condition
are you talking about? Okay. Kind of paranoid, I guess, about Joseph. And did that have anything to do with Tony? Over. Well, I think personally that Dr. Bedford did a very good job of explaining that. Do you copy? Interesting too, Dr. Salazar asked Dr. Iverson, you copy, about, well, he asked a question that Dr. Iverson answered by citing Teresa's recent condition, over. appeared over that the reason Cynthia's report may not be as creative and inspirational over is that she worked long and hard in the research area and is usually tired by the time she gets around to her report, over. And then Dr. Arvidsson quickly went on to tell all the wonderful things that Cynthia is doing and all her friends, over. One other thing Dr. Salazar mentioned, over, was that he had taken two of Cynthia's, taken Cynthia's report for further analysis, over. And found that maybe not all the time was Cynthia utterly conscientious in Clinic over. This doesn't have anything to do with me right now. I'm talking about, I'm sorry, Tony, over. WD6DVI and WD6MID, portable radar street. Okay, Cynthia has quite frequently worked with Tony, over. Where Tony lives. And she has done extensive research and reports with Tony, copy.
You're not talking about Dr. Kennedy, you're talking about what she does to Tony.
Dr. Rogers, Dr. Kennedy doesn't no on Dr. Kennedy, over. And that Cynthia has produced such a volume of work, over, that I guess the doctor felt it would be good to
send some of it on for further clinical analysis. Over. And so, stand by. Evidently, some of the very technical analysis over indicated that Cynthia was not always as thorough as she might have been over. The blind lady had had something to do with Cynthia's report. Over. It's another, I think Dr. Salazar is really scrutinizing and trying to analyze Cynthia and CR's behavior. Over. Dr. Salazar just wanted everyone to know that he was on the job and had analyzed everything very thoroughly. Over. And there was mismatch in Cynthia. Some of Cynthia's work was mismatched. Over. WD6DVI with WD6MID port 8R3. Elizabeth explained over. No reflection on Jesse at all. No, no, over. This was in conjunction with the rumor that sometimes Cynthia just doesn't do well. Sometimes she just, her mind just draws a blank. You copy? Maybe Jackie's been around from what it sounds like. Roger, I'm sure there will be the opportunity after the first of the week. Over. WD6DDI with WD6MI portable 8R3. Okay, any more questions, over. Negative copy. Okay, one more thing. Dr. Salazar wanted some pictures, over. Dr. Salazar wanted some pictures, some slides, over. And Dr. Iverson volunteered to deliver them, over. Roger, but Elizabeth and Laura and Dr. Bedford kind of stalled them off, over. But Dr. Bedford, Elizabeth, and Laura stalled Dr. Iverson off, over.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Messer. Who?
Messer. Remember him? Roger.
Roger, we copy. Did you copy about Dr. Bedford? Over. No, Bedford. Bedford. Over. Roger, they are very general. Over.
Very good. Somebody came on the frequency. I don't think they were like the frequency.
Roger. One more thing, which Lola said, of course, was absolutely untrue. Over. Salazar asked about Ford. Standby. Okay, you know Schwartz's complaint over.
Regarding Schwartz's complaint, copy.
She brought that up. She brought that up. Copy. Specifically the daughter. Copy. Not specifically the daughter, but that general area. That general area. Copy. Lola said absolutely not. Lola said absolutely not. Copy. Roger. They tried to get into Dr. Bedford's area, Dr. Bedford's area of expertise. Copy. But Dr. Iverson cut them off. Copy. Also tried to talk about Nathan, but Dr. Bedford said that was not appropriate. Copy. Stand by. That Nathan's business is familiar to every denomination, familiar to every denomination, and and Dr. Bedford said his business is private. Copy. You know what? Nathan has been familiar with every denomination. Roger. Yeah, Roger, general overall thing, and Dr. Bedford said that's just private. Copy. It was dropped, over. That's about all for that subject. Copy.
Interested in learning, over. WB6DVI calling WB6MID Port Ados 3. How do you copy? Elizabeth! from Sam's, over. Saying anytime, they can help, over. They would be glad to, over. Yes.